Think Draw is an artistic application which can be used across a range of different ages or abilities, I'd argue. It's very simple in its execution in that you're provided with a blank canvas, which is, well, I guess about 300 by 400 pixels. And onto that canvas you can drag and drop tiny little clip art images. And they're based on certain themes. So you start off with a particular theme. You're presented with a range of different images. Each image you can change the size over about four or five different settings, and then you simply drag and drop it and place it onto the canvas. Once it's on the canvas, that's it, it's stuck there, although you can undo. So you need to think about the size and which particular object before you're going to drag and drop it on. But the key thing is that as you're executing each of those little additions and each little new picture that you drag and drop onto your main canvas is being recorded, so that when you've finished you can save it and then click on the play button and it'll replay each of those little additions. So not only are you creating a static artistic image, you're also creating an animation. And so there's a lot to think about there for younger students. If you really have some artistic flair, then there are some amazing images being created, and they might serve as a starting point, as some inspiration for your more capable students. In order to save your image and be able to replay it, you do need to create an account in the first place. It's the standard kind of thing with just using an email address. And you can do that after you've created your image, or indeed it might be just something that you're toying with your junior students, and you might not need an account at all. But in order to get that animated effect, then yeah, you do need to think about it in future. So with a little bit of inspiration, I'm sure that students can come up with an awful lot of different types of image and animation.